Well, the Army Corps of Engineers could reach a decision this week on an easement that would allow Energy Transfer Partners to complete the Dakota Access Pipeline. The pipeline would transport oil from western North Dakota to refineries in Illinois. Proponents, including President Trump, say it would be good for the economy. Opponents include members of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, whose reservation is located near the pipeline. The controversy has now extended to Seattle, where today the city council is expected to cut ties with Wells Fargo, in part because the bank is a lender for the project. The city does about $3 billion worth of business with the bank each year. Paige Browning from Here and Now contributor KUOW reports.
Protests in Seattle against the Dakota Access Pipeline project have been large and frequent. They're often organized by local tribal members.
So when we come up here and we say, Miniwichoni, what do you say? Miniwichoni! Yes, it is.
Protesters share the concerns of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, which says the pipeline would threaten tribal water supplies, land, and cultural sites. Seattle City Council is on record against the project, but Wells Fargo, the bank that the city does most of its business with, is among 17 lenders for the pipeline. That's not sitting well with city leaders, especially after the bank's recent scandal over opening accounts without customer knowledge. Socialist City Council member Shama Sawant has led the charge for Seattle to divest from Wells Fargo.
For taking on this issue, and this is not just about Seattle, this is about our global fight against climate change and the oil lobby.
Her bill prohibits any city business with Wells Fargo once the city's contract with the bank expires at the end of 2018. For Wells Fargo's part, a spokesperson says they're proud of the support they've given Seattle. Mary Nell is Wells Fargo's commercial banking manager for Washington.
There have been a number of areas where, you know, we can continue to do better. And when we make mistakes, we own up to it and, you know, we make improvements. So, and it is disappointing to us that they've taken this approach.
They, meaning the Seattle City Council. Wells Fargo has also lost business recently with the City of Chicago and the University of California system, and the Navajo Nation is considering cutting ties. University of Washington business professor Abhinav Gupta says corporate boycotts may not immediately affect a company financially, but Gupta says that's often not the point.
And consumer boycotts often, they are initiated by a small group of consumers who directly would not be able to alter companies' cost-benefit analysis, but at the same time, the negative reputation that they generate or reputation harm that they generate is often enough to get companies to react.
And that might be what's happening with Wells Fargo. Spokesperson Mary Nell says the bank has changed a few practices already.
We have enhanced our due diligence on projects such as this to include more research and to, you know, whether indigenous communities are affected and how, and that they have been properly consulted.
But she says the bank is bound by contract to carry out loans for the pipeline. Seattle's lawmakers realize their bill may not cancel the project, but they hope it encourages more corporate social responsibility. Councilmember Shama Sawant says whether it's protesting after the inauguration or passing new laws, it's important people speak up for their beliefs.
We've seen that the power of the ruling elite has limits, and those limits are determined by how powerful our movements are in the 99%.
I'm Paige Browning in Seattle.